Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Idiyos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned discuss Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Fine Ruzivik Hagon Bikar of Mamish. Now this Mishnah is about a Chalal. We know that if a Kohen marries somebody whom he's not allowed to, for example, he marries a Grusha, a divorcee, so his children are Chalalim, they're Pasul Kohanim, and for all intents and purposes, they're just considered like regular Yisraelim. The one thing they do have though is that a male child which is a Chalal and any woman whom he lives with becomes Pasul to Kahuna, and that's even if it's a Suffolk, she's still Pasul to Kahuna. And so on that, the Mishnah says, "Hey, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yudim and Beseir, they give Eidos Almanas Isa regarding an Almana of Isa. Isa literally means a doe, and she's an Almana. She's a widow of a family which is an Isa. A doe has a whole bunch of things mixed into it, and this family had a Suffolk Chalal mixed into it, and she's coming from this family. She's a widow, and the Eidos that was given is she Kshera la Kahuna. She's allowed to marry a Kayan, and that's because there's a double Suffolk. Number one, we don't even know if her husband is the one who is the Suffolk Chalal, and number two, even if he was, at the end of the day, he was only a Suffolk Chalal, not 100% Chalal. And therefore, because of this double Suffolk, we allow her to marry a Kayin. Now, more about this family, this Isa, that has a Suffolk Chalal mixed into it. Shehu Isa Kshera Latami Lotaher, a family which is an Isa, is still considered kosher to the extent, meaning they're considered to have good enough Yichos, that they should make sure to check into people who are marrying into the family, and they should be Matame Matahar, meaning they should say, this person can't marry, or could marry in. L'rachik ulakarev, to distance somebody, or bring somebody close. We know that when a family has a good yichos, a good lineage, they're very careful into checking who marries into the family. And even though this family's an Esau, it has a Suffolk Chalal mixed into it, that doesn't mean that they should stop checking into who marries into the family. They should still be very careful. However, Amram Gamliel said, Kibalni duschem, we accept your eidos. That's great that this almanas Esau is allowed to marry a kain. Avamanase, what are we going to do? Shekaz Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Shalala Hashiv Batidin Malkach. Rabbi Yechim and Zakai already made a gzera that we're not going to establish a bezdin to paskin this and to say that it's okay for this almanas Esau to marry a kain. And furthermore, Kayhanim Shem Lechem Lerachek Avalila Karev. The Kayhanim are only going to listen to you to distance somebody from the family if a Bezdin says, don't marry this woman, so they're going to listen, but not the other way around. Even if a Bezdin says, oh, you could marry this woman, they're not going to listen because they're Kayhanim and they always hold themselves to a higher standard, and so it's not going to work anyway. So even though you gave a great Eidos that technically, Alpi Halachash, this woman's allowed to marry a Kayhan, no one's going to listen to you anyway, so it doesn't really help. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, Hayd Rabbi Yossi ben Yezer Ish Sredo, he gave Eidos about the following three things, al ayil kamtza dachan, regarding an ayil kamtza, which is a type of grasshopper that is dachan, which means tahar, it's a kosher grasshopper, you can eat it, no problem. And also, val mashke beis mitbachayo d'inon dachyon, regarding the liquids that come from the kitchen, that they're dachyon, that they're tahar. What does this mean from the kitchen? That's literally what beis mitbachayo means. A mitbach in modern Hebrew is a kitchen. So this is actually referring to the area of the beis hamikdash, where all the animals that were shechted as karbanos were flayed and cut up into pieces, and all the liquids, the water and the blood that comes from there, they are tahar, which means that they cannot become tameh. Thomas Mashkin, the fact that liquid could become tameh is only midrabanon, and they were not geyser this drabanon in the Beis HaMikdash because we don't want to potentially increase tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the last thing is, uti yikrav b'misa mistav. If someone for sure touched a corpse in Rishus HaRabim, he becomes tameh. And the chiddush over here is that he's only tameh if he knows he for sure touched the corpse in Rishus HaRabim. But if it's a suffik, he doesn't know. So we fall back on the rule that we've had previously in the Masechta that suffik tumah Rishus HaRabim is tahar. When it's just a suffik of tumah, since it happens Rishus HaRabim, it's tahar, and therefore the person would not be tameh. And v'karule yaisi shiraya, they call him yaisi, the one who permits, because we have three different dinim over here where he says that something is permitted or it's tahar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.